안 돼요?
Okay, let's begin, guys. Okay, I want to just finish up the topic of yesterday real quickly, then we got to get to the topic of Aiden HaSadayin. The Taz here in Simen Zion, the beginning of that Sif, Simen Zion Sifay that we said, Yeshom Neshesui Yain Matern Ladun Dini Amominus, he quotes a Chuvas Arashba, the first Taz here in Simen Zion. In Simen Kuf Mem Zayin, he quotes a Chuvas Rashba, that Taz quotes, that if he already knew the Psak, where he was going with it, he already knew the Psak, and then he got drunk, it's Mutter to Paskin, even in Isser V'Hetter, even after he drank a Suda Gadola. He was Shossin a Suda Gadola, but already had the Psak in mind, it's not a problem. Okay? Now, I wanted to bring this out because, as the Mechaber writes that Shtui Yayin is Mutter to be a Dayin, we quoted the Shvus Yaakov, Pesachei Tshuva quoted the Shvus Yaakov, quoted the Bach and the Tshuva Simen Mamalot, that you should be machmer against the Mechaber, that Shetui Yayin is Usher even Ladin. And he said, machmer is Tovalov Bracha. And the Rebbe Yonah has the same thing in the Sefer Yira, that it's Usher to do any Horah, Bein Bedin, Bein Be'isser, after you ate and drank. So I saw in the Mishkanus Yaakov and Simen Vav, I saw quoted that we should not be Makel on this, because it's an Isser D'Yeraisa. And I just saw in the Aruch HaShulchan, that I saw inside, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, in Simen Zayin Sefei, he says, V'yeshcholken the Shasui Pasol B'din Kamo B'hara, V'asr lo leishiv B'din Kishu Shasui, V'ra'ui l'hachmer kiu Suffik Isser Teira, chen nir ikr ledina. So the Mishkanus Yaakov and the Aruch HaShulchan say that it's an Isser D'Yeraisa. The Mishkas Yaakov writes in Issa D'Yeraisa, Aruch HaShulchan says it's a Suffolk. So where does that come from, that it would be an Issa D'Yeraisa? So I just wanted to bring out that the Gemara we said in Ksubis and Yudim and Beis says, Yivir Achol Tmarim Al Yora, and Tosos writes that there's a Machlekes Tanoim in Krisis on Yud Gimel and Beis between Reb Yudin and Reb Elazar, a Kohen that does Avoda in the Mikdash after he drank beer, let's say, not wine. Wine's a Puskin Chumash, right? But if you drink beer, what's the din? Is he over a lav? So Reb Yudah says he's over a lav on beer, and Reb Elazar says dafkan yayin. And the Gemara says that we compare avoda to shisui yayin lahora, and therefore the Rav says in the Gemara increases, you give me as we pascha like Reb Elazar. So frek the kasha, if we pascha like Reb Elazar, that only on wine, so why does Rav say your achal tamarim al yora? Tamarim is not wine. So Tulsa says, Tosa says as follows in Ksubis, that there's a chiluk between Bias Mikdash. Bias Mikdash is only wine, for whatever reason. I don't know why. But that's Exerza Kosov. Bias Mikdash only chav in wine. However, the Isser of Hora, that's even on beer, which makes sense because you want to make sure you get it right. That's Tosis and Ksubis. Tosis and Krisis and Yud Gimel and Beis says that there's an Isser D'Yeraisa on wine. And the Isser D'Rabbanan, Midrabbanan, it's usher even on what? Even on beer. Midrabbanan, it's usher even on beer. So the Yeraisa is on wine. Midrabbanan, it's usher even on beer. Okay, so I guess that would depend on Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. Meaning that basically, Lamaisa, you know, I guess there's an Issa D'Yeraisa only by wine. Is there an Issa D'Rabbanan going to Mikdash with beer? Maybe it's Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. So maybe Mutter to going with beer. That's a question whether it's Ein Shvus B'Mikdash only limited to Shabbos, or does it apply in Kol HaTorah Kulo? That's a Machlokes Marsha against a Mordechai. Whether Ein Shvus B'Mikdash is limited only to Shabbos, does it apply to Kol HaTorah Kulo? So, because Gemara has, you're not allowed to go into Mikvah with hot water. So, Mordechai applies that. He says Ein Shavus B'Mikdash. That's not talking about Yisuri Shabbos. Marsha has in Shabbos. Marsha, I think it's on Mendal and Beis, saying Ein Shavus B'Mikdash is only limited to Shabbos. Okay. But if you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Bias HaMikdash, Perek Alpha Lecha Beis, he says, even Bias HaMikdash, Yechayev on Bir. Yechayev Malkus, the Rambam writes Beferish. So they all ask on the Rambam, it's against the Gemara. The Gemara is Pasas like Rabbi Lazar, it's only wine. So the Gon in Yordea, Simon Reshman Beis, Sifkan Chavches, says, from Taisus Kash, the Rambam held like Rabbi Yehuda. Even the Gemara increases Paskin like Rabbi Lazar, Rambam Paskin, no, that we Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore even wine, even beer rather. So what I wanted to bring out here is that if you look in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, where does this Issa D'oraisa come from? An Ayin Gimel. In Lav Ayin Gimel, where you're not allowed to go in the Mikdash with wine, he also says you're not allowed to paskin with wine. Wow. V'chein, v'chol misha yorev, v'shusu yayin, bein shu koin, bein chayis over, Lav bein chayis shasuyan, o shar ma'ashashkrim. So it's included in the Lav D'oraisa of going in the Mikdash with wine. And as we said, the Rambam applies it to beer as well. Yechayev Malkus, the Isser Hora. So that's the Isser D'oraisa. The Ramban here has a saga and says it's only an Isser Esse. It's only an Isser Esse. It's a Lava Bamechal Esse, so it's only an Isser Esse. But the Rambam clearly writes that you are what? Your overall Lav. It's an Isser D'oraisa. The Minchas Chinuch points out, and it says Kufnun Bezos Yud, that you're not Malkus. There's no Malkus on this. Why is there no Malkus? Because it's Dibor. It's a Psak. It's Hora. It's a Lav Shembo Maisa. Dibor is not a Maisa. So therefore, that's why it's not going to be Chayav Malkus, okay? But doing the Avoda is a Maisa, you're going to be Loka for that, okay? Ayin Gimel Nelavin in the Rambam, okay? So that's the Shtikl Torah I wanted to say, and therefore, it comes out that even though the Mechaber says by us in Simon Zion, correct? In Simon Zion Sifei, that what? Shasu Yayin is Mutter. But based on this whole Mahalach, we'll paskin not that way. Based on that Aruch HaShulchan, that Yeshom Shushyan is Mutal Adun Dini Mamanis, that's the Mechaber only quotes Yeshomrim, we'll say Ladin, that Aruch HaShulchan will say, since it's an Issa D'oraisa, Safik Issa D'oraisa, and the Mishkas Yaakov says it is, we should be Machmer on that. Okay, so that's the Mahalach. I wanted to point out the Shtikl Torah. We got it? So make sure you get the Mahalach down, because... Lamaisa, I guess that Taz was working with the Chuvas Arash, but held that it was okay. So as long as you had the Pesach already, but we're saying this Mahalach that maybe we wouldn't. And it makes sense that it's not a stabber that you want a diet to be drunk to paskening, no? Okay. But nonetheless, we have to know all the sheetas. Okay. Now we continue now to the new topic. It's interesting that it was put in the same sif. Thought that was interesting to me, if you noticed that, you know? I would have thought it had been a separate sif, this whole topic, right? So, we'll see. Maybe we'll get back to that at the end of the year if we have time. Maybe to try to give somewhat of a hesber with that. I'm not sure. But I was bothered by that. I didn't see anyone bring it up, though. He says, Yeshomim the Shisu Yan Matron Ladun Dini Mominus Ein Eid Nasadayin Vedavke Eid Ameid Davke Eid Ameid. Okay, so let's set up this whole concept of Ein Eid Nasadayin. It's a Gemara in Baba Kama and Sadi Amid Beis. It's a Gemara in Ksubis and Chaf Aleph Amid Beis. It's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Chaf Hei Amid Beis. Different places in Shas, we have this klal of Ein Eid Nasadayin. Fascinating klal. So, the first thing I want to go through is just mention the Svaras in the Rishonim as to why. And then later we'll get to the definition. Do you say Eid HaMeid or Eid Ha, you know, Eid HaRoa or Eid HaKavon or HaZmona? We'll have to see. But the Gemara has this concept, Ein Eid Nasadayin. The Gemara says a black on white here in Baba Kama. So what are the Svaras in the Rishonim for this particular din? So firstly, the Rashbam in Baba Basra on Kuf Yudal and Beis writes, he makes his own drasha. Once in a while, Rishonim make their own drashas. And he says, V'amdu shnei anashim lifnei Elohim, however you want to say it, lifnei Elohim, lifnei Elohim, however you want to say it, because Elohim nitsa ba'atat kel, when Dayanim sit, the Shechin is there, that's why they do Atifa. So, the pashtus in the Rashbam, and let's just bring this out, is that the Poshib Shah, the Rashbam is that Now the Ksos HaChoshen asks on this. In Simin Dalet, Sifkat and Dalet, he says, I don't understand what the problem is. Just be made. You did your job of Amdushnei HaNashim L'fnei Elokim. And then go turn around and what? Be dying. What does the Pasuk tell you that it's a problem? So, Rabbi Chanan in the Bava Basra and Shin Lamed and Rabbi Shmuel Rozovsky and in Rabbi Yaleid Malin, they all point out, and this could be the pshat of the Pnei Yoshua there in Bava Kama Daf Tzadiyim at base, that the psul is not that you haven't fulfilled V'amdu. In other words, Eid Nasa Dayan is not that it's a chisarn in V'amdu, but there's a yafusa that the Dayanim and the Eidim are two different people. The Pasuk says, V'amdu Shnei Anashim L'fnei Elokim. Obviously, the Torah was referring to they have to be two different people. So therefore, an Eid cannot be a Dayan. And therefore, anyone has a shame Eid, which the Rashbam holds is what? What's a shame Eid, a definition? As long as you had Kavanah to be a shame Eid, you're done. Even though you didn't formally testify, as long as you have Kavanah to be a shame Eid, you are done. And it's interesting, you know, another way of looking at it is, and I think that's the way you got to look at it, but, you know, the truth is the Chiddush Arim points out, he says the Dayanim have to sit, the Eidim have to stand. So by definition, obviously they're two different people, right? So he says, oh, maybe the Pshat, what happens if you have a Talmud Chacham, which we'll learn the din, God willing, we get up to it, but a Talmud Chacham, you sit down when he gives Eidus, if he's going to give Eidus, essay to cover the Torah, Adif, Gemara, and Shulis, Daf, Lamin. So you're going to tell me, Lamaisa, that the Talmud Chacham that can sit down, he can also be a Dayan. That's ridiculous. This is Lomatsanu, right? He's sitting. You need one guy sitting, one guy standing. Oh, I'll come up with a scenario, a Talmud Chacham that sits, so let him be a Dayan. Lomatsinu. So Be'emis Lomaisa, you need to have, what he understood the drasha was, you need to have God to say this, B'fnei Eidim, B'fnei Dayanim, and they are two different people. And this is the Rashbam sheet, and that's how you'd frame for the Kasha of the Ksos. So that's the first Makor. Once you get that Shtikal Torah within the Rashbam of Amdu Shnei Anashim. Yes, Yoni.
What compelled the Rashbam to say that Kavanah is enough to make you made?
Okay, we're gonna get to it, Blinetter. Okay, we're going to get to it. What compelled him is the Sugyan Makis, but we're going to get to it, Blinetter. Okay, so that's the first marker I want to give. Okay? Second marker is Tosfos, and Tosfos quotes a Yesh Meforshim here in Bava Kama Daf Tzadiyim in Beis. He quoted in Ksubis Chafalfim in Beis, and that being is that it's Eidus Yatah Yachol Lazima, that no Beis Din is going to Mekabel Hazama on themselves. So you can't have an aid be a dying. And we're going to get back to that marker Beis Hashem, but that's the second marker. Third marker is Tosis himself there in Bava Kama, along with the Ramban and Ran and Bava Basra. They learned the Pasuk from Vahayom Bayom Archilu Esbonov. Bayom Atam Anchel Nachlos Velo Belaila. Meaning on Yom you can dan Hancholos of Achoyla Rachmana Litzlan, Belaila Lo Mahani Hancholoso. Because they're Nichnas Lavaka, the Choyla, they're not able to be Dayanim. They're only able to be Edim. We're going to talk about that too and get to a Beis Hashem. And therefore they're zapped as being Edim because you can't be a Dayan Belaila. Because no Kabbalah is Belaila, Eid is Belaila. So Zapt is an Eid, ain't Eid Nasa Dayan. So therefore, the Hancholos and Nachlos won't be Chal until there's Eidus that comes in front of them, Lifnei Beisdin. And they are labeled as what? As an Eid, and they can't be the Dayanim. That's the third Makor, okay? So we have three so far. V'amdushnei Nashvelin Elokim, the Rashbam. Number two, Asvar of Eidus Yatachal Azima. Number three, B'yom Archilu Esbonav. Yes? Number four. Number four is the Ramban and Bava Basra. Kuf Yudal Mavdir Masku Damrinin. He quotes the Pasuk of Eid Echel Loyana Benefesh Lamus. Is it Lamavis or Lamus? I don't know. Eid Echel Loyana Benefesh Lamus. I think it's Lamus. So the Ramban learns from here that Halacha Lamaisa, no Eid can ever be Malamit Schus or Chova. The Pasuk's talking Dini Nefashos, okay? But we say who a Dini Amil, a Dini Mominus. An Eid Echad, an Eid, no Eid for Dini Nefashos, Dini Mominus can be a Dayan, because it's Asr bin Lamed Schus, Ochova. And therefore, Ein Eid Yachol Yos Dayan, came into Asr Lol Lamed Schus Ochova. So, how can you be a what? The Eid, if the Eid can't be, you know, the Eid is not able to be a Dayan, because why? It's Asr Lol Lamed Schus Ochova. And by you paskening, I guess, that's what? That's being melamed zchus chova. You're just supposed to be a person of an informationer, giver, if you're an aide. If you turn around and paskin, that's a chisarin in your aidus, based on your testimony. Okay? That's what the Ramban has. Now, I just want to point out, one sec, Ari, that the Rambam in Hilchos Eidus, in Perakei Alokaches, is cholik on that. He says only by din in nefashos can an aid not be umlamet zchus rechova. But by din in mamonis, he can, absolutely. The Rambam says he can. So therefore, you got to ask yourself, so what's the makor according to the Rambam? The Rambam paskins, haray, in Hilchos. The Rambam paskins in Hilchos, Eidus, Perakei Alokaches, Ain aid nasadain afilu b'dini mominus. So what talk is the mark of the Rambam? You follow me, Ike? What's the mark of the Rambam if you hold like the Rambam, right? You follow what I'm saying? Oh, no. Ain aid nasadain. What's the makor of ain aid nasadain? If you say it can't, because the Rambam, according to the Ramban, it's aid lo yane, because it can't be melamed schus. Even l'schus l'choiva. That's the b'dini fashu. Say, who a dini mominus? But the Rambam holds by dini mominus, ki melamed schus and aid. So obviously that can't be the makor for the Rambam for Ein Eid Nasadayin. So Rabbi Yalev Malin, the great Gon, is medayik from the very next Rambam in Pirkei Lachates, where the Rambam says, Medvarim B'davar Shetzarach, 80 Minatar Shetzarach Dayanim. According to the Rambam, this din of Ein Eid Nasadayin is a din of Nichos Eidus and a din of Nichos Dayanim. It's a din in both. Memeila, he learns like the Rambam, Rashbam, Rabbi Yalev wants to say, the great Gon, Rabbi Yalev Malin, that in a Hanami, the Rambam holds Ein Eid Nasadayin from the Rashbam's Makor. Because the Shailas is this din of Ein Eid Nasadayin. Let's get this, guys. Gishmak. The Tayrak Deish. The din of Ein Eid Nasadayin. Is that a din in Hichos Eidin? Or is that a Hichos din in Hichos Dayanim? You can clear that Shailas. So if you hold the din of Eidin Shiatok Chalazima, then what? It's a din in Hichos Eidin's Pashtas. Even though the Bad Kodesh quotes from the Chazon Ish, that the din roi lazom is also a din nichos dayanim. That it's got to be a dayan, it's got to be ra'ui to be the dayan to catch the guy ba'azom. Okay. But the pashtus is edishia techlazim is din in edis. But lafid rashbam, that you learn now from pasuk, it's a pasuk in edis, a pasuk in dayanis. According to the Ramban, obviously it's Allah in nichos edis. Lo yad, you can't be melamed tzchus. So if I ask you how to categorize this Allah, so it depends on the makor, of course. If it's Vam Dushnei Anoshim, Lefnei Elokim, it's a din in Eidus, din in Dayanus, that might be the marker of the Rambam as well. The Rambam says Beferes, Eidus B'Dayanus. If you all like what the Ramban is, din in Chos Eidus, Kem Elam Etzchus. If it's Eidus Yotach Lassim, also Poshim Shatz in Chos Eidus. Unless you say like the Chosanish, B'Bag Koydim Shem the Chosanish. Yes, sorry, go ahead. What do you say? It says, Lo Yomutz, yeah, the exact Pasuk is as follows. I have it exactly. But midbar lamed hey pasuk lamed. Eid echad lo yana benefesh lamus. Is it lamus or lamavis? As long as I give you the marker, why don't someone take a quick look so we should pronounce it correctly? Perik lamed hey pasuk lamed. Eid echad lo yana benefesh lamus. Okay. He says who would dinami l'dini mominus because an eid ever can be lamed schus. But what we're pointing out, the Rambam says by mominus the eid can be lamed schus. So elavu den the Rambam's got to have a different marker. Because the Ram says, "Ain eid nasadai bein bedini mamis bein dini nefash." We paskin like that. Lamus. Okay, so we got it right. Yes, Ari, go ahead. We'll get to it. Blinetter. We'll get to it. Okay, Blinetter. Yeah, go ahead. Could be. It's possible. It could be, but the lashon fits better, Ari, because it says, "Hain beedis vehain bedayanis." You follow me? He's like stressing that. You follow me? Yeah. So therefore, you want to have a marker that talks to both. And Rashbam's marker does. Piyomar Chilu Babanov looks more to the Dayanim. No? Okay. All right, let's go weiter now, guys. Okay, we got this? Okay. Let's take this a step further now. There is a critical point, I think, in this sugya. Critical nekud. And that is the Gemara in Baba Kama and Rosh Hashanah gives this scenario always that you saw it Belilah. If you saw it Belilah, we have to build up what this means. So what does it mean you saw it Belilah? And therefore that pushes you to be zapped as an aid, and therefore in the next day you can't don on what you said. This whole line of the Gemara, What is that all about? So let's try to break this down. What it means, ro belayla. Okay. So Rashi says on that Gemara in Baba Kama, Sadiyim at Beis, you know the story over there, one guy whacked another guy in the ear, and the question in the Gemara was, did the Dayan and Paskin straight up the ones who saw it, right? The first Lashon in the Gemara says they did. The second day in the Gemara says, second Lashon in the Gemara says that there were Edom there. They just adjudicated the Psak. But the first Lashon was they Paskin. So Rashi there in that Gemara says, Ra'u b'yom osan al-pir'iya, first Rashi, of al-ra'u b'yom osan al-pir'iya, kavanis rebutin nesiyah, since they saw it b'yom, lo te shmiya gadol l'mir'iya. Let's get it. That's a line that is mentioned Rosh Hashanah on Chafei Medbez, I think it is. Lo te shmiya gadol l'mir'iya means there's no greater thing than listening. There's no way that listening can be greater than seeing. Seeing is like, you know, seeing is better than hearing. There's no way that shmiya can be better. So what do you mean? You have to hear from Aiden? If you saw it yourself, it should be good enough. Okay. So Rashi says in Rosh Hashanah on Chafei Medbez, putting together the two Rashis, let's get it, that only by Kiddush HaChodesh do you say lo teshmiya gedolim re'iyah. Because it doesn't say re'edus, it says kazeh re'eh v'kadesh. That's what the Ravid says as well, that the Chiddush HaRan quotes in Baba Basra and the Shidim Kibetz and Ksubis. So you see that Rashi limits the whole din of lo teshmiya gedolim re'iyah to what? To Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. So the Rashbam, we know for sure, argues. The Rashbam and Baba Basra and Kufi Yadalim and Bey says, Gam b'dini momenis, we say, lo te shmiya gedol l'mir'iyah. Chlor, okay? The problem is that Taisis Rid, the Rid for the Rashbo and Rosh Hashanah, they all ask on Rashi. Rashi, what do you do with the Gemara Baba Kama? The Gemara says, lo te shmiya gedol l'mir'iyah, on Nezek of Boshes. Says it by the Sanhedrin that saw someone got killed. And you yourself, Rashi, I'm adding on, was ma'az with the Gemara like that. But I thought the din of Lotei Shmiya Gedol is limited to Kiddush HaChodesh. So Zokter. So the Ramban says in Milchamas and Ksubis and in Chiddush and Baba Basra, and it's Mashma, the Mukhi Yosef here as well, Pnei Yoshua, that Rashi holds that there are two Lashonas in the Gemara, and the Lishna Basra is Cholek on the Lishna Kama and says, in a Hanami, you can't say Lotei Shmiya Gedol Re'iya. The second Lashon Baba Kama said that there were two Edom there. They didn't paskin on their own. So Memeilo, that's what Rashi will say in Rosh Hashanah. Rashi in Rosh Hashanah is going according to the second Lashon of Baba Kama. So don't ask me from the Gemara and Baba Kama. Because according to the Gemara and Baba Kama, the second Lashon wasn't Lo Tei Shmiya Gedol Re'iyah. Okay. However, that's one shot. However, Lomaisa, the Ramban, the Ritva, and the Ran, the Mukiyos, and Babaza give a different Hezbollah. And they say that Inachanami, Davka, by Kiddush HaChodesh, but in the case in Baba Basra, you have a new svara. What's the new svara? Because it was Odas Baldin Kameid and Dummy. So since it was Odas Baldin, Rachu, you know, they revaka the Chayla, so therefore even Rashi will say that's good as well. Okay, even though Lotei Shmiya Gedol is limited only to Kiddush HaChodesh, but at least the case in Baba Basra, Shloshin Revaka the Chayla, that there was Odas Baldin. So Odas Baldin it will work as well. Okay. But what taka is the svor? And this is what I want to bring out here that we have to get to. What taka is the svara that we don't say lo te shmiya gedol re'iyah in all edus? Why do we limit it to Kiddush HaChodesh? This is very critical. So the pshat is, says Rav Shach, beautiful pshat in Avi Ezri, in the Madura Shlishi, Hilchos Sanhedrin Perek Gimel Chavov, that Edom that testify lefnei Shlosha, what makes a Beis Din, guys? This is very critical in learning Chos Dayanim. What makes a Beis Din, says Rav Shach? He says, what makes a Beis Din is the fact that people testified in front of you. People testified in front of you. Three people that see a Maisa, there was nothing that made them into Dayanim. By Eidus HaChodesh, there's a Gzeres HaKosov, Kazei Ra'ei V'Kadesh. There's a Gzeres HaKosov, the Re'iyah makes them a Beis Din. So too the Odas Baldin makes them a Beis Din, Baba Basra. Memeila, that's what Rav Shach wants to say, Lefi the Ramban, these two Lashonos in the Gemara and Baba Kama are arguing. The Lishna Kama holds that some Re'iyah makes them a Beis Din. Lishna Basra says, no, only HaGadus Eidus makes you a Beis Din. It's a beautiful vort. And therefore, that's why Rashi said, Lo Tei Shmiya Gedol Re'iyah is limited only to Kiddush HaChodesh. You follow me? In other words, Yoni, why is Lotesh Migdol Rida only limited to Kiddush Kodesh? Say it by all other cases. The answer is, what makes a Beis Din a Beis Din? Eidus given over in front of you makes you a Beis Din. By Kiddush Kodesh, you don't need that because it exerts a kosov. But by other areas, the Lishna Basra says you do. The Lishna Kama says no. Re'iyah alone is enough. If the Dayanim saw it, the Re'iyah can make you a Beis Din. The Bad Kodesh is a little bit of a different shot. He just says that Rashi holds every Nishbut, you have to go in front of a Beis Din, Edom or other Rayas, that they can be tested Klapei Kol HaOlam. When you yourself as Dayanim Paskin, because you saw a case, there's no Nemanis. Lamaisa, Klapei Kol HaOlam, because you saw it, it's all inside of you. There's no litmus test. Unless there's an Edus that's given in front of you, Lamaisa, or other Rayas, that it can be tested by other people. When Beis Din Machriya, without anyone coming in front of them, there's no Nemanis Klapei HaOlam. Beis Din has to be able to, you know, has to be able to prove it. So Lamaisa, that's a different Svara. But Lamaisa, let's take this even a step further. Okay, so that's how we Ramazbir, Hamazbir Shitas Rashi. Okay? Now, the Braisa said in Baba Kama, Shiro Balayla. What does it mean, Ro Balayla? What does it mean, Ro Balayla? Reb Yudin Nesiyat saw it beyond. Pashtus, he was by himself, no? Isn't that the Pashup Shah in the Gemara? He's by himself. So the Rashba here in Baba Kama writes, Yachid Mumcha cannot be Dan al Piatzma. He can only Dan al Piatis. So what do you do with the Gemara? So he says that there were Edom there. According to Lishna Kama, you have to say there were Edom there that testified before Reb Yudin Nesiyat. It's a Shverkite. But that's how he wants to say Pshat. It was Nidchak Bebir Agamor. In the base Aaron is Mazbe, the Rebutin to see was done al Piriyas Atzmo, with Mitzarf, two other Adim that were done al Piyadim. In other words, the two other Dayanim had Adim testify in front of them, but Hiyutaka was done al Piriyas Atzmo. That's what the base Aaron wants to tell you. Okay. But what I want to bring out here is the Ksos HaChayshin. Let's get everything. The Ksos HaChayshin, Simon Zayin, Sifkat Nches, Sifkat Nhei rather, says, why is it the Rashba holds that Yorcha Mumchen cannot done al Piriyah? Because he's not Nem on Yosra Mehejot. If someone else would deny him, he'd be an Edech and Bachosha. So even if a Baal Din is not Machishim, such an Edis that can be Machished is not strong enough to have a Psak based Alpia. That's how the Ksos HaChayshin says Svora, says Pshat Lamais in the Svaras HaRashba. That a Yochid Mumchen not Dan Alpiri is Atzma because it could quickly be what? Be Machished. And even if it's not machish to lach lamais, but as long as it can be machish, it's a problem. And there's the Reb Shimon writes in the Shar Yosher, Shar Zayin Os Aleph, Dirmasko Kaimilan. He says, Edis is not a bir emis. But Edis is machadish a koya chadosh, shall piv bezin kin paskin. And on that, the Torah is machadish, Edis regila, but not Yachid Mumcha has no koach of Edim. Lotei Shmi Gedolur is if a Beis Din of three saw, then they can be Edom and Dayanim at the same time. But not a one guy. Not one person doesn't have this Koyach. Okay. But it's Chlor. Let's get this, guys. Mavur B'taitzvus. That if they saw it in the daytime, we say it's good. Lotei Shmi Gedolur is. If they saw it in the daytime, they don't have to testify. Because Lotei Shmi Gedolur, the Chiddush Rim and Rebbe Chanan Bavas Os Shinchav Tes, ask like this: Lamais, if they saw it Belaila, what is the Chisoran? This is the clinching point in the sugya. What is the Chisoran of them seeing it Belaila? Why can't you say Lotei Shmi Gedolur Ria and Paskin Beyom what they saw Pi their own Yediyah? The Nesivis asked this kashan, Simon Ted Vav, Sifkot and Beis, along with Imre Bina. The Rambam has this concept in Ilchos Dayanim, in Perakhaf Dal and Halacha Aleph. I'll read you the Rambam. Yeish Ladayan Ladun Bidini Mominis, Al Pidvarim Shedaito Notalem. If he has a hunch of something going on, he can paskin Shehem Emes, Avishin Sham Raya Brura. Vein sarach lomer shimai yodea bavada, if he knows for sure she adavru kain, shudan kefimashi yodea. There's a notion of a hunch of the dying with intuition, or even with a yodea. So if that's good enough, frekt in the sivus, why can't a dayanim that saw Belaila paskin beyom what they did? What is the pshat in the Gemara? the clinching point, we're saying. So let's offer different biurim for this as to what the pshat is. Reb Shmuel Rozovsky Zatzal points out in Baba Basra that he says Yediyah is not good. Knowing what was done Belial and Paskening tomorrow in the morning based on Yediyah. Because there's no tziruf. Each guy knows on his own. There's no tziruf of the three dayanim to Paskan on that Yediyah. Mashenkin a shmiya that you heard from Adim. Or a re'iya that we all saw together and were able to Paskin on the spot. That's a tziruf to the three dayanim. That's why he's bothered by the Rashba. Rashba says a yochid mumcha can't Paskin on his own Yediyah. Why not? Here you don't have the chisar of tziruf dayanim. It's one dayan. Okay, that's his kasha on the Rashba. But this is the first beer we want to give, number one, as to what the chisaron of Belaila is. There's no tziruf, guys. They can't paskin tomorrow based on a yediyah. Each one is his own separate yediyah. And that's a problem. If they hear Adis, that's fine. That's mitzarif them. If they see it and they paskin on the spot, that's mitzarif them. But having it delayed, that becomes a yediyah, and that's a problem. You can't say tomorrow morning I'm paskin on the re'i I saw last night. That's already become a yediyah. When you paskin on the spot, that's a re'iyah. That's what Shmuel wants to say. Okay. Second Hezber, Chazanish. Chazanish ibn Ezra Simon Kufalef Oslamet. He says, and the Bad Kodesh is Masber this. The Bad Kodesh is Rav Beryl Parvarsky. In Chelik Dalet Simon Memches. When the Torah says, Eidim are ne'amonim, it's not because of their Eidusim. Beis Din now has the idea what the mice is. But since they came in front of Beis Din, Eidim that were Mevarer, they're a Mevarer what the case was, and they can be what? They can be contradicted, they can be mazimed, and they're afraid of lying because that's what might happen. The Torah gives them nemanis. The Torah gives nemanis to guys that can be what? Can be caught. And when Beis Din sees a Maisa, everyone saw the Maisa, not just the Beis Din. They can catch the Beis Din if the Beis Din lies. There's people that can be machish them. There's people that can be mazim them. But when Beis Din sees a Belaila, they're not a Beis Din. And tomorrow, they only have a Yediyah. And that's a pnimi belev. That's only internal. And that's not a davar chitzoni that everyone knows about. And therefore, it's not checkable. It's not machishable. It's not mazimable. And that's the beer of the Chazanish with the Bat Kodesh. A second beer. This is a clinching nekuda, guys. I've always been bothered by this. What was the chisaron of Sharoa Belaila? I'll read you the note in the article. It's screaming for Hezber. It just says, they must receive their information about the incident at the time of the trial, either by having observed the incident themselves during the day or through hearing it from witnesses. But what is the touch in that note in the art scroll that says what? At the time of the trial. Why? Whoever the Talmud Chacham wrote in the art scroll. So this is the Hezberim that we're giving. Okay? What is the Hezber for this? So we had two Hezberim for the Shmuel and the Chazanish. Number three, the Chiddush Yarim. The Chiddush Yarim says, Alpi the drasha in the Gemara. This is an interesting drasha. Never knew about this drasha. I should have known it. On Pei Gimel and Beis and Baba Kam, it says, Mishpat HaShav L'Kucham. There's a din. The Gemara is pilpling there if a guy knocks someone's eye out, God forbid. So Gemara says, well, if you wanted to knock the guy's eye out, you know, the guy who did it, it's got to be exact match. Same size. Now, push-up shot size means vision. What do you mean, a bigger eye, a smaller eye? Push-up shot here, it means the same level of vision. So the Gemara says, you know what? Since most of the time, that is never happens, because not everyone has the same exactly identical eyesight, so we throw out the whole thing. That's what the Gemara has in the bottom of Baba Kama on Pei Gimel and Beis. The Gemara has a drasha. It says, Atera mishpat echad yelechem, mishpat hashav lekuchem. Okay? The penalty for our wounded case must be the same. We cannot blind the assailant in all cases. We exact monetary payment in all cases. because the penalty for all wounding cases has to be the same. So payment can always be the same. You can't always have that lamaisa that it's going to be what? It's going to be the same what? You know, the same exact thing. So based on that drasha, the Chiddush Arim, the great guy, wants to say a beer, a third beer. Listen to what he says. He says we need every Beis Din has to be yachal lo'adu b'maisa. Every Beis Din in the world should be able to don this case, not just you. Not just you, not your Beis Din, every Beis Din. Al smach of the Edim, al smach of the Riyah, if they were able to see it. And since this man zeh, since from that very time they see it, they're considered a Beis Din. So another Beis Din has to be able to do it, either al pi Edim, al pi Riyah, if they were there. But ra'u'a b'layla, there's no shame Beis Din. And they can't paskin them out based on their yediyah. Right? It's not shaykh to say, oh, also a Beis Din acher that would have known could have paskin, because yediyah mizman is from a time where they're not a Beis Din. So we need that from the time that they're a Beis Din, an efsharut for another Beis Din to be what? To be a Beis Din like them. You follow me? It's a cheshbon, this Chiddush Arim. Let's say it again. Notice the cheshbon, the Chiddush Arim is that your psak has to be able to be paskined up by any other Beis Din in the oilam. If they had ate him, testify for you, good. If the Beis Din was there and saw it, that's good. But when you are at night, you are not a Beis Din. Right? So why can't you paskin? Why can't you paskin tomorrow based on your yediyah? Because it's not shaykh to say that another Beis Din that would have known could have paskined, because their yediyah was from his mind that they were not a Beis Din. So in other words, you never fulfill that mandate. What I'm doing, Ari, you follow me, is what every Beis Din in the world could have done. You can't get those words out of your mouth because at the time when you saw it, you weren't ashamed Beis Din. Rav Zalman Lechem, you see, he always says over from Chiddush Arim, it's always cheshbon. It's always a cheshbon. You follow the cheshbon, it's like a, you can't get the words out of your mouth. He loves the Chiddush Arim. Everyone loves the Chiddush Arim. But he always used to say over to Chiddush Arim all the time. That's the lumdus, because Bizman Shenasu Bezdin, you didn't efsharut to be another Bezdin to do that. And that's, it's not shaykh to say, because you didn't have a shame Bezdin when you started this process, when you gained your yediyah. So therefore you can't say, Yoni, you follow me, that every other Beis Din should be able to do, because you yourself weren't a Beis Din. That's what he wants to say. It's very technical. But based on that drush, he wants to say. Yes, Adam, what do you say?
Wouldn't this idea go against the whole Ezra the Re of why, if the Adam are car of apostle to the Dayanim, it's no good? Because since any other Beis Din can don based on these Adam, it's good, so therefore for this Beis Din too, but then that goes in directly in the face of this whole idea.
No. This is just that it's testable that you can, any other Beis Din can make the psak. That's all. That's what I'm saying. We're going to get to that. Gets involved with your whole Makabel Hazama. That's if you caught Makabel Hazama. That's if you were with Edish Yatacha Lazima. I'm just touching the Gemara here, Ro Belaila. What was the Chisaron of Ro Belaila? That's what I'm saying. You follow what I'm saying? Nothing to do with the Krobim Dayanim. It just has to be whatever your exercises you do as a Beis Din has to be able to be done by other Bat Dinim in the world. And that can't be so because you weren't a Beis Din when you saw the thing. So therefore you can't go fight there with your exercises trying to pass on what you did Belaila because you didn't have a Shame Beis Din. So therefore if you didn't have a Shame Beis Din, so you can't say is it checkable that other Bat Dinim. You weren't a Shame Beis Din. So he's saying it's a Chisaron and Mishpat Hashav L'Kulchem. That's what he wants to tell you. You follow me? We'll get to your Nakuda when we get to it, B'Shem, okay? But that has to do with Azama. Yes, Yoni, go ahead.
Why do they need to have a Shem Beis Din at the shot at the time that you're seeing? Why do they have that? Why? Why do they need a Shem Beis Din? Because every other case, there's just Edom. It's not like the Edom have a Shem Beis
Din. Because you can't. You can't, Lamaisa. You are by definition an aid at night because you can't be a Beis Din. Because Beis Din doesn't meet at night.
But
since Beis Din doesn't mean at night, you didn't have a shame Beis Din when you attained your yediyah.
But that doesn't mean another Beis Din can't pass in the case.
No, but another Beis Din cannot, you can't say the cheshbon, oh, now what, my whole exercise of what I do, can another Beis Din do it? Because I wasn't a Beis Din at night anyway. I was an aide, you follow me? So I can't turn around and paskin tomorrow based on the yediyah because my whole process of what I engage in, I need to be a Beis Din from beginning until end. And I wasn't a Beis Din. That's Mastaber, you got to be a Beis Din from beginning until end, right? Because you're the one who's trying to serve as the aid too, right? So you're just challenging that premise. Who says you have to be a Beis Din from the very outset? So Lamaisa, Bisman Aria, there was no Shein Beis Din. So the reason why I'm not a Beis Din, it's not Ari that you have to be a Beis Din. It's not you only have to be a Beis Din from the very outset. It's that Lamaisa, I'm already an aide at night. You follow me? Because I can't be a Beis Din. You follow what I'm saying? I'm glad he asked me that. It's not because I need to be a Shein Beis Din. If I said it like that, I wasn't saying it right. It's not that I need a Shein Beis Din from the beginning. It's that I'm an aide automatically because Beis Din can't sit at night. But by process, the process that I engage in based on what I saw last night was called Aedis and wasn't called Dionysus. So it's not checkable to say every other Beis Din in the world could have done the same thing because I wasn't a Beis Din. You follow me? Okay. I mean, your point is a good point. It's an excellent point. But that's the third beer why it's a problem, okay? Yes, go ahead, Ari. Right, but I have to get in the realm of calling it a Beis Din, and it was not. So you're basically asking what Yoni is saying, why do you have to assume you have to have that shame, that you have to have that shame Beis Din from the outset? So my answer to you is that you don't necessarily, but because you're not, you're automatically an aide. You're either an aide or a Beis Din at night. So by definition, you're not a Beis Din, you're an aide. And every Din Torah you have to do, you have to be able to check that with all Bate Dinim. And the truth of the matter is Mizman that you became a what? Since your idea was Mizman that you were not a Beis Din, it's not Shaykh to say, it could very well be also, Ari, that it could very well be also what I was saying is correct too, that you need to have Yediyah from the very outset as a Beis Din. You need to have Yediyah from the outset as a Beis Din, and you're not because Beis Din can't meet at night. And that has to be checkable by all their bat that didn't be able to do it. And no Beis Din in the world can do that. Because Belila, you can't have that chain Beis Din. So I take back what I said, Yoni. You could say a little bit what I'm saying. You have to have from the time your idea is a, and you weren't. So you were an eight. So if you're an eight, you can't be a Beis Din. So that's what the Chiddush HaRin wants to say. Okay? That's what he wants to say. You follow what I'm saying? In other words, what'd you say? In other words, you have to, the time that you saw the idea, you have to be labeled as a Shein Beis Din. But if you're robe Lila Bisman Re'ia, where there's no Shein Beis Din, you're not able to paskin tomorrow based on your idea, because it's not shaykh to say another Beis Din that had the idea could have paskin, because the idea was Bisman when I was not a Shein Beis Din. Okay, so you're saying it has nothing to do with Mishpat Hashav L'Kulchem, in other words. Okay, could be. I hear what you're saying. All right, could be. All right, yes, Aaron, go ahead.
Would you say, I mean, according to those who don't hold like the Rosh problem that the Kabbalah Eilu is, those hold the Kabbalah Eilu is possible at night, would you say that if they did see it, that might be the equivalent of the Kabbalah Eilu, so that that's why it'd be possible at night, and only if you saw it during the day, it's considered like the Tchilat Din?
Yes. Could be. We'll get to it. Plinetter. Very good. We'll get to that if we have time. Today we got a lot to do with the Taz and the Bach. Very good. Excellent. Okay. I want to say two other Hezbeirim for this. So it'll be five in total as to what the Chisorin is Belila. A fourth shot is from the Nesivis, is that Umdun only works, like the Rambam says, when it's Umdun Lakola Olam. This is a very personal Umdun that's only known by the Dayan. The Torah passes that Mixeres HaKosuv. The Torah apostles that based on Exeris of Kosov. Okay? So in other words, Umdana is when it's an Umdana that everyone, Lakola Oilam. This is Umdana that's personal, and that's the Torah apostles. Then Rabina says that the Rambam is talking about where the Baladinim came Mirtzonim Ladin. But where the Beis Din needs to be Kofa, a dying can never go Alpi Yediyah. So even though that Rambam, we mentioned in Perek Chavtal, that Rambam has a hunch or intuition, that's only in a situation where they're coming on their own. But where Beis Din has to impose something on, that even doesn't work either. So, Lamaisa, that's a fourth pshat. And lastly, we go back to that Rav Shach, which I set up before. Again, remember that Rav Shach we said? Why did Rashi limit Lote Shmi Gedoleria to what? To Kiddush HaChodesh, right? And to Bikur Chayla. Because what makes a Beis Din is what? Is the Edom giving it over, right? Or is it the Riyah? So that's what he wants to tie it. Beis Din cannot paskin al pi yediyah because they're not a Beis Din. What makes a Beis Din is not a psak din. You follow me? Like what makes a Beis Din is the Edom saying it over. Is the Edom saying it over? The Shmias Atainis and the Edis. And therefore, if Edom say it over, they become a Beis Din. If Beis Din sees a biom, the Re'iyah, the Etzim Maisa that they saw makes him a Beis Din. But at night, there is no Beis Din. And no one came in front of them, so therefore they're not made into a Beis Din. And that's why they can't pass kind of what they knew about last night. This is the Chiddush Nifla. So these are five Hesberim, guys, I want you to get. And the critical one we're stressing is Rav Shach's beautiful vor, Halacha L'maisa. Okay. Let's go weiter now. Step further now. Okay. The sugya of Ein Eid Nasadayin Gishmak. Okay. Now, let's go with this concept of what the definition of a Shem Eid is. Okay. Is it Eid Ameid or Eid Aroa for our purposes? So here we have, very interesting, you have a stira between the Kesef Mishnah and the Bais Yosef, who's the same goyim, same god, Yosef Karo. The Rashbam writes in Baba Basra that an aid that's miskaven le'edis is possible yod adayin. Hakavana lehayid makes you an aid. And the Rashbam brings a raya from the din of Nimsech and Mekarv apostle. Toysim Baba Basra is cholek on him right on the spot. The two nekudas I was showing Ari and Seder. Number one is you shouldn't compare Eidah Shabbat Miksasa Batlakula to Ein Eid Nasadayin. And therefore, he distinguishes and says that an aid that is kavanah to be an aid can be a dayin. Only an aid of Meyid cannot be a dayin. But when it comes to what? Nimsech and a Karav Apostle, kavanah might be enough. Number two, he says, if you look in the Gemara in the end of Makkos, the Maskanas of Gemara Makkos, we'll get to it, B'ezras Hashem, in the afternoon. The Gemara Makkos seems to say that even Eidah Shabbat Miksasa Batlakula is Talun Eidah Meyid. Not Eidah Kavana, to be an aid. So those are the two Nakudas that Tosis has against the Rashbam of Baba Basra. Now, what does this have to do with the Stira? Because the Beis Yosef, Bayas, and Simon Zion's Medayik from the Raman Perkei, Halacha Ches, along with Tosis and Ksubis and Baba Basra, Eidah Meyid cannot be a dayan. Rashba, the Ramban of Baba Basra, the Rosh of Baba Basra, the Beis Yosef Medayik from the Rambam and Hilchoseidus Pirkei Halacha Ches, Eid Ameid cannot be a dayan. Sarachiyun, because the Rambam and Pirkei Yimel Halacha Vav and Hilchos Sanhedrin, as the Kesef Mishnah is Masbir, Kesef Mishnah is Masbir and Pirkei Yimel Halacha Vav and Hilchos Sanhedrin, that even an aid with Kavana cannot be a dayan. Stira in the Beis Yosef, the Kesef Mishnah. No! The Kesef Mishnah of Sanhedrin talk about Nimsech and a Karav Apostle. That Kavana to be made is enough to say Nimsech and a Karav Apostle. But Eid, the Odayin, that's Eid Ameid. And that's this whole Shtik HaTor is the Shachir in Sifkot and Dalet. Simon Zion, Sifkot and Dalet. That's whole Shtik HaTor. I just said it was the Shach. Simon Zion, Sifkot and Dalet. That there's a fundamental Chiluk. When we get to the Gemara in the afternoon, we got to look at it, read it closely. Right, because the Tois is bothered by that. He says, they ever have Kedushin. Right, Maya Deinu V'Raglenu, every Kedushin, there's people that are apostles, they're the Krover. So he says, if you're Miachad Yed. But if you hold Eid Ameid, it's not a problem, right? Eid Ameid, by Nimsech HaMeir, Karav Apostle, what's the problem? No one's being Meid, so never is a problem, right? That's a Rav Shechter Shlita to the great Gon. We welcome the two grandsons, Elisha and Ezra, from Eretz Yisrael. It's great to see you guys. That's Rav Shechter showed me a psak din of a certain Beis Din that matter the Daguna based on the Ritva, B'Shem, his Rebbe, the Ra'ah, Eidah Shabbat Miksasa Batlakula, everyone's at the wedding. The Ritva himself says against his Rebbe, the Ra'ah. How can you paskin based on this? It's a Pella awesome. Matar the Naguna based on the Ritva? It's a Pella. We never, that's a Pella Gomer. The Pashup Shad of Eidah Shabbat Miksasa Batlakula, the Pashup Shad in the Sugi is only Eidah Meid. It's a Din in Beis Din. When Beis Din has Agadah Seidus. That's a Stambi Re'ia. That's what Rav Shechter was so upset about this. Lomais showed me the Psaki. Couldn't believe it. Matar Naguna based on this. But the maskanas, Pashup Shah, the maskanas Gemara is a din and beit edish abot luksas abot luku. You need a meyid. So lemaisa, that's why there's no steer in the kesef mishkan and beis Yosef. When it comes to a nasatayin, it's lemaisa a meyid. When it comes to edish abot luksas abot, it's totally on the kavana. That's how you answer the steer. But I'm pointing out the Taisus points on Bavasa, the maskanas Gemara and Makas Pashup Shah is totally an a meyid, not just by a nasatayin, but also by edish abot luksas abot lakula. So therefore, you know, there's no problem about pasuling kedushin. You want to matter the guna based on what their relatives. That's the Taisus on the bottom. Taisus has is a chiddush how to read the Gemara. That's not the simplest reading Gemara. Rav Simon Shlita, the great Goyin, also pointed out that Poshup Shad Eishu Bokus Bokus didn't base them. Didn't base them. That Taisus is a chiddush. Okay. Now Lamaisa, this brings us to the following. Let's get it, guys. Now we get to the cloud. Let's get to back to the Shita now, which we said we'd get to. The Yesh Beforshim, Taisus quotes, and it's Edish Yatach Alazim. Why is Enei Nasa dying? Why is Enei Nasa dying? Because it's Edish Yatach Alazim, yeah? Oh. Listen to this, Kasha. Frek the Turi Evin and Rosh Hashanah. The Yesh Beforshim says Edish Yatach Alazim, and that same base got a knocking a Makabam Hazama. That's why Enei Nasa, they always picture Enei Nasa dying. The guy's Enei, he's a quick guy. He runs around the table, right? He runs around the table, sits down before the words get there. Enei Nasa dying, right? Interesting. So Lamaisa, what comes out is that he says, the Yesh Beforshim says, it's Edish, every Edish got to be Edish at Tachal Azima, but no one's going to Makab Azom in that same basis. So Turi Evan asks, he says, he doesn't understand. Bezin sees it beyond, they're down Alpi Riyah, the Yom. What do you mean? No. Why if Bezin and Caesar Biyom, they're down, I'll pee their own Re'ir. Number two, according to Rashbam, who says, Lom du Shnei Anashim. Right? How do you fulfill that din, Ro Biyom? If you think about it, Ro Biyom is good. Bezin and Caesar, they can pass it up. What do you mean? It's Eidosh Yatach Lazima. Should be a problem. Number two. What's number two? How do you fulfill the Rashbam? Lom du Shnei Anashim, they don't keep. He didn't have an Lom du Shnei Anashim. They pass it what they saw. No. It's a great horror that Turi Evin, the Shagasaria. We presented at the beginning different Sfars and Rishonim, Mahalchim, why Enei Nasa dying? How do you read the Gemara according to some of those reasons? So the Marsha in Baba Kama and Sadi and Mabez, along with the Puli Charifta and Baba Basra, Osvav in the bottom of the Rush, says as follows. The Marsha, and they say Puli Charifta, it's also that goes with Bar Frankel in the Turi Evin. He says only when Bezin Paskins on Edis do you need Edis Roy Lazama and do you need Amdu Shnei Anashim. But when they Paskin Alpi their own Re'iyah, there's no requirement that it be Roy Lazama and there's no requirement Amdu Shnei Anashim. It's a different track. It's a different track. Okay. But Zaktik Sos in Simon Zion Sifka and Dal, according to this reasoning, Ena Meyed, and Ena Meyed cannot be a dime because they're not going to Kabbal Azama. Let's get this Ksos. Listen to this Ksos, he says. The Kso says, if you're made in front of a based in Edis, Beis man, Beis Makom, why can't you be a Dayan Acharkach to be Gomer the Din? Why not? Why can't you be a Dayan Acharkach to be Gomer the Din? The Kso asked a similar kash on the Rashbam, right? You stood. So turn around the table and it's it. So we said it's from two positions, the Torah says. Remember that's how we answered. Remember that's how we answered the Ksos earlier, the Rashbam earlier in Shir? Now he asks Akasha on the what? Now he asks Akasha on this, the Yesh Beforshim in Taisus. You can't Mekabal Azam, right? Daniel, what's up, Shot? Bisman Edis, it was Efshel Lahazim. That's what the Ksos asks. Bisman, they were Edis, it was Efshel Lahazim. The Ksos understood it's enough to be Edis Efshel Azima at the time they're May Edis. That's the premise of the Ksos' Kasha. The premise of the Ksosis Kasha is that Bisman that they gave HaGadus Edis, it was Hazamable. And therefore he asks, you know what? That's enough. Why do you have to say, oh, the Bezin won't be Kabbalah Hazamah? As long as it was Hazamable, Bisman HaGadus Edis, that's enough. So Reb Shmuel Rozovsky writes in Makis and Os Mem Vov, he says, you know what? And I want you to get this. The small right here on our Simon. Simon Zion, Sifkot and Yudbez, and Sifkot and Yudal answers this kasha. And you know what they say? They say that's wrong. Edish Yatach Lazima has to be Hazamable. Ad Shmas Gmar Din. Ad shask mardin. Halacha lamaisa. So that's how you can answer the exos, and you could break his premise. You could break his premise. And Reb Shmuel Rozovsky says, you know what? And we're going to get back to this. You can't necessarily bring a raya that has to be azamable to Gmar Din, because as we mentioned in the Chabura, the first and the second day of the Koilel, is that there's Svei Dinim in Eidus Yotach HaLazima. What were the Svei Dinim? One, it's outs the Onish, and one, it's outs checking whether Eidus is good or not. You remember that? We had Svei Dinim on that, remember? Remember we said that's why the Besalev was Cholik on the Nodi Buda. We'll get back if we have a chance. Remember the Nodi Buda gave an Afkamina between 2 days in Taisus? So Besalev says not an Afkamina, because even the second day that says you don't need it by Birgush Rulut, says it still has to be checkable whether the Eidus is good or not. So he says maybe that's the Pshat Lamaisa. You need Eidus HaLazima Achask Mardin, Legabi the Onish. But like I'll be the latest, maybe you don't need it. You need Achask Mardin. Like I'll be the Onish, Lamaisa, there's no riot that you need it. Achask Mardin. Like I'll be the Onish, there's no riot that you need it. Achask Mardin. Only maybe like I'll be the latest. Okay. Whatever the case might be, and this is what I want to bring out, is that's what the Chazon Ish said. You remember the Chazon Ish we mentioned from the very beginning of Shir? The Eidus Yotach HaLazim is not just a din in Eidus, it's a din in Dayanus. It's a din in Dayanus. Halacha l'maisa. Besides for the din in Hilchos Eidus, it's a din of Dayanus that has to be roi because of the psak din. And if it's not roi to the dayan for Azom, it's not able to be paskin. So that's a svara for the manor that has to be roi hazoma ad shask mar din. It's not just a din in Eidus, it's a din in Dayanus. That's why it has to be checkable all the way out to Gmar Din. So you can front for the Ksozos Kasha. Yoni, you got this? That's what the Ksozos ask. Ksozos ask a great Kasha. Who says it has to be azomable all the way to Shas Gmar Din? Shasak got to say this was azomable. Who cares whether they're not going to cobble on themselves? You see, it is if you hold the Din, not just the Nadis Din, Dayanus too as well. And even if you hold Mitzad the Onish, it doesn't have to be at Shas Gmar Din. There's no Raya that you need at Tayachal Zima at Shas Gmar Din. Legabe the Indian Onish, but looking a bit latest, you need Achask Mardin. Okay, we'll see that chiluk. Okay, but let's take this a step further now. Okay, what do we do bisman hazeh? Bisman hazeh, the Gemara has in Sanhedrin Lamed Beis Amud Aleph that Dini Mamonis does not need Drisha v'Chakira. Why? Kedel Shlo Til and Delspiv in Lavin. Dini Nefashis does. Why Hefker Beis and Hefker? They have the power invested in the Chachamim to get rid of Drisha v'Chakira. So let me ask you, according to this Mahalach in the Rishonim, that Ein Eid Nasa Dain is based on Eid Shetach HaLazima, then Bisman HaZeh, there's no requirement Eid Shetach HaLazima. Because how do you catch guys Azama through Jushiv HaKira, correct? But if you don't need what? Jushiv HaKira, then you don't need Eid Shetach HaLazima, then Eid Nasa Dain. Is that true or not? So what do you say? So the Shach says, yes, it's true. He asks, at least. He asks. Simon Lama Gimel Sifkan Tetzain, it should follow Eid Nasa Dayan Bisman HaZeh. That's what the Shach says. Simon Lama Gimel Sifkan Tetzain. So the Shach says, no. Can't be like that. We paskin Ein Eid Nasa Dayan even Bisman HaZeh. Why? Because even after the Takana of Eid HaShe'atach HaLazima, the Rabbanim were just Masakin, you don't have to ask questions. When it was, what place it was. You don't have to be Medakte, Kadesh Lotil, and that's what they love it. Because Mistama, they know the day, they know the time, and they don't have to say it befeirish. But if we know for sure the Edom don't know, that's Eidus Yatach HaLazim, and Eidus would be puzzled. So even Bizman HaZeh, the Shach says you need Eidus Yatach HaLazim. However, the Sma, in Simen Lama Gimel Sivkan Chavav, it's quoted in the Gilyan HaShas, on Peiches Menach Baba Kama. Once the Mechamim were Mesakein, you don't need Yishuv HaKir L'dinim Mamnus, you don't need Eidus Yatach HaLazim. So it's a very fundamental machlokes. So it could follow, according to that small, that maybe Eid Nasa Dayan for Dinim Mamnus. According to that one Mahalach in Rishonim. I'm not saying we paskin like that one Mahalach, we don't. We paskin for the other Makoros. But the Beis HaLevi says, in Chelek Gimel Simen Hei Osches, he quotes the Teretz of the Tumim, that the Rabbanu or Mesakein, that if it's not Efshir L'Hazimim, the Eidus is Kosher. If it's not Efshir L'Hazimim, the Eidus is Kosher. But if it's able to be Mazin them, and you cannot punish them, then they were not misakin that it should be kosher. Therefore, ain't a nasadan. Meaning, where you could get a hazama, you better be able to do it. And a nasadan prevents that. So therefore, ain't a nasadan. What the takana was is that if it's not possible to be mazim, then the edus is cheir. But if it's possible to be mazim and you can't carry it through, because it's the same guy who's the aid and the dying, then forget about it. Then aid and nasa dying. That's what the Beis Halevi quotes the Tumim. The Beis Halevi is chelik gimel, simin hay through ches. Okay. Let's go vaiten now. Take this a step further with this day, this mahalach. Let's go. We said that Beis didn't want Makabal Hazom on themselves. So what did Tyson Babakama, Sadiyam, and Beis say? What do you say, Ari? What did Rabbi Yaakov Meir Alinish say? Rav Roblowski Shlitin, great Talmud Chochem Rebbe in the Yeshiva. I always call him Rabbi Yaakov Meir Alinish. His name is Rabbi Yankiv. So I call Rabbi Yaakov Meir Alinish. Rabbi Yaakov Meir Alinish. So what does he say? He asks a great question. The Tyson Baba Kam, he quotes on the Sheishma Forshim. He says, what do you mean? You could be Mazim in another Beis Din. What do you mean it's Edeshia Tachal Azimah? Let them be mazim in another Beis Din. Ain't a nasadayin. Because they won't makabal zom on themselves. Fine, let them go to another Beis Din. We'll get them a zom over there. You hear the kasha? Taisu Boba Kam and Sadim is Yaakov Darlanish has that kasha. So he's assuming, okay? He's assuming, because he says, if you have to be mazim them in this Beis Din, you're going to have a problem. Why? Because Adim that are krovim l'dayanim should be possible. He's assuming, please get it down, Rabbi Yaakov Darlan is assuming that Adim that are Krovim L'Denim are kosher. He's assuming that they're kosher. Now it's against the Yushalmi. The Yushalmi says, Beferish, that they're apostle. Adim that are Krovim L'Denim are apostle. The Ramah says it in Siftes. We didn't get up to it. It's Simon Zion Siftes. He says, Adim cannot be Krovim L'Denim. The Ramban and Baba Basra says also, they're apostle. Okay? But he was coming from a perspective that is kosher. So he was saying, if they're kosher, then Lamaisa, if you can be mazim them in another basin. Mazim them in this basin, you're going to have a problem because why they're related to one another, not going to want to mess up their own relatives. But he's assuming that they're kosher. You follow me? The other Rishonim will say, that's not a kosher at all because we pass on the Adim are psulim l'dayanim anyway. Adim that are krovim l'dayanim are pasul. So Lamaisa, you can answer that right off the bat. The Yeshua Forshim holds like the Rif. And the Muki Yosef, like that Yushalmi, like the Ramal, like the Ramban that I said. Adam can't be Krovim L'Denim, so it's not a problem. So don't ask me a Kasha Lamaisa, that you can what? You can be Mazin them in another Beis Din. In this Beis Din Lamaisa, it's not going to happen because Krovim L'Denim are Ksherim and they're not going to do it. You staved that off at the pass by saying what? That they're puzzle anyway. So Lamaisa, there's no, you know, you don't have to be concerned about it. Yeah, go ahead, Ike. Right, but the taina of Rabbi Yaakov Meir Alinish is that if you require dafka zama bosa beis din, then even adim that are krovim l'dayanim should be posel, because that beis din that right. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that proof you could destroy right away because the psak is not true. He's assuming that dayanim that are krovim l'adim are ksherim. You follow what I'm saying? You're right, his question stands. That Nakuda we're answering. You're right. His question still stands, but that Nakuda I'm just pointing out doesn't get off the ground. But you're right. So how are we going to answer it? You're right. Ike's making a great point. The Kasha still stands. So how do we frame for in that same Ksos? Simon Zion Sif Kotten Dalit. What does he say? He says, Amir Dika Pshat. And he found this B'Shem, the Mordechai B'Shem, the Sar Mikutzi. Listen to this Pshat, guys. He says, Davka Adim that are Krovim L'Dayanim, is it Efshar to be Mazim in another basin? Adim that are Krovim L'Dayanim are Efshar L'Hazim Basin Acher. But Khan, Lagabi, the Eid Anasa Dayan, which is what you were hinting to, right? Yeah, the Adim themselves. That's a point you were bringing up, like the guys themselves, right? The guys themselves, Eid Anasa Dayan, Efshar L'Hazim Basin Acher. Why not? I want you to chop this now. I remember Rav Zalman Lechem is saying this over. It took me a long time to chop this. What's the lumdus? Why can't you have Aid Nasadayan? Because you never, it's not hazamable, Yankee, even in another basin. Why not? Listen to this. Because once you're what? Catch him as Azoma, it turns out that they're Aid Zoman Mafreya. We pass Aid Zoman Mafreya. Therefore, they're apostle to be a Dayan. Therefore, you never had a Gemar Din al Pihem. In order to have Aid Zoman, you have to have a Gemar Din, Yoni. So you follow the process? It's an amazing chop. No. So it comes out, you never fulfill Kasher Zoma. Ain't Nasadai, they're never hazamable in any basin, even another basin, Jake. Because even if they go to another basin, it turns out that they were Aid Zomim Lamafreya when they served as to be a Dayan, right? They were puzzle. Nigbar Din Alpian, Ima Aid Yuzum Yisbar Lamafreya Shaya Puzzleos Dayan. And there never was a Gemar Din. Because they're serving as Dayanim and Aidim. You want to check them, their Aidus in another basin? Turns out that they were what? That they, once your Aidus puzzle is puzzle. Whatever's Aidus puzzle is puzzle of Dayanus too. I mean, at least in this case, we mentioned as a one day return a woman, but usually it goes hand in hand. In this case, it does go hand in hand. If you're caught as a apostle, thank you, Moishi. Thank you very much. You got the check? Shkoyach, thank you very much. So it turns out, Lamafreya, there never was a shame dying. You follow me? So it turns out, it's upkafreg. Now listen to this Nakuda now. So what did Tosis respond back to that? You follow me? What is the Rebarts, your Yaakov Marilinish, who asked the Kasha, respond back to that? You guys tell me. What do you want to say back to that Xos? Again, the Xos is for emphoring for what? For this Yesh Beforshim against Rabbi Yaakov Elinish. What do Rabbi Yaakov Elinish hold? You tell me, Yoy. Go ahead. Okay, but even more than that, every Hazama, the din is bottle. Right? Tommy Machmas Hazama, the din is bottle. Every time you catch a guy Hazama, you reverse the psak, no? So the Torah is Mechai, if Ilule Azama, there would be a Gemar Din. That's the way you say it. If there wouldn't be Azama, would there be a Gemar Din? But in essence, without the Azama, there would be a Gemar Din. Well, in other words, the Tosis understood that, but Tosis said, you have that in every Nakuda. You have that in every Azama, in theory. So I think Rabbi Yaakov Marilinish would respond back that Lamaisa. So what do you say to that?
There's a difference.
What's the difference? Because it's such a good word now, what would you say? What's Rabbi Yaakov Marilinish hold?
Reversing a din and being a battle, right?
Uh-huh. There's you're saying Meneu Bey and Bey's din, Lamaisa. The litmus test is that would there been a Gemar Din if there wasn't Hazama? Here you're saying that Lamaisa, through an outside source, we're saying that there never was a Gemar Din, you mean? Okay, I hear you. I guess the question is, can you look at the outside source? There's Rabbi Yaakov Marilinish will say, Lamaisa, you know, Lamaisa, you can't really. There's a Tysus who asked the Kasha. Lamaisa, Rabbi Yaakov Marilinish asked the Kasha, says, you have that in everyone. Every Hazama. Okay. You have that in every Hazama. But the Xos was substantiating the Yesh Meforshim. Okay. Tos was there. He was substantiating the Meforshim. There's a difference between outside and the Meneu Bey. Okay. But the Stipler in the Usher the Shlomo, quote the Kasha, listen to this, quote this Kasha, let's get this. Okay, it's getting late. I want to just finish this up, and then tomorrow, at the beginning of the year, we got to finish up this whole ma'alach, because we didn't even get a chance to read the Shulchan Aruch with the Taz and the Bach. It's a very big sugi, the sugi, okay? So the Stipler and the Usher L'Shlomo asked a quote of Chiddush HaRim's Kasha on the Xos. Aren't we Dan al Pishtar, Eidush HaBishtar, even if the Eidim already died? We can't be Mazim them. It's a Gemara and Ksubas, Yudchas HaMez, Beferish. Aidim to testify Baal Peh, and they were interrogated their testimony. Then they die, Konim Gemar Din. That Aidus is Kshera. Why is that Kshera? Because at the time of the Agadus Aidus, they were what? They were able to be Mazimed. So too, Bisman Agadus Aidus, they're able to be what? You're able to Ligmor to Din, another Basin, and Mazim them. That should be enough. There's how could the Ksos say? The Ksos says that what? You're going to reverse everything. Lamaisa, right? You see from here that what? You see that Bismana Gada say this, Efshalig Mordin, you know, in a base in Akhra Lazima, and it's must speak that the Aedis consider Aedis Shatacha Lazima. That should be enough to be considered Aedis Shatacha Lazima. There were some Ech Tak and Perichof Allah Chesis, Mistopic on this din. If Bismana Gada say this, it was Efshalig Mazimim, And afterwards, Vizman Gbar Din, it wasn't after to be mazim them. So the Chishonim is asking on the Ksos, what do you tell me that over there, Lamaisa, they're going to be caught, and therefore what? It's going to reverse the Gmar Din. Who cares about the Gmar Din? As long as you can get the Mishas HaKadosh Eidus. As long as you can get the Mishas HaKadosh Eidus, Lamaisa. As long as you get the Mishas HaKadosh. So I was thinking, let's just close with this. Is there possibly a steer in the Ksos, Meneu Bey? And that same Ksos and Simon Zion have caught in Dalad? Because what did the Ksos say in the early, we began at the beginning of Shir? What did Tosfos say? What did the Ksos ask? He said what? He said, what's the problem? Let them be made bifnei Bezdin. Bizman that they were made, right? Bizman that they were made, it was Efshar Lazima. That was the Ksos's Kasha. That it's Efshar to be Mazim them, Bizman I got to say this. Now, based on the Ksos's Teretz that he found from the Sarmi Kutsi, what's that answer based on? Is that what? Is that it comes out of Mafreya that the guy was Puzzle and there was no Gmar Din, right? Isn't that pointing to the direction that what? That has to be zomable, all the way what? To the Gmar Din? And it could affect the Gmar Din? No. That's basically what the Chiddush HaRim is asking. He asks from the Gemara and Ksubis, Lamais, I'm asking Mineu Bey from the Ksos, no? That whole vort that you're saying that what, if it comes out of Mafreya that they were puzzled, they only didn't have a Gmar Din, that's assuming that it has to be azumable all the way to the Gmar Din. But you yourself asked Akasha that it should have been enough Bisman what? Should have been enough Bisman what? Bisman I gotta say this. You follow what I'm saying? I'm saying Meneo Bandik Sosit Shver. What do you say, Ari? Go ahead. Do you understand what I'm saying? I understand, but you're allowing it to be hazamable until the Gmar Din. Whereas when he asks this kasha, as long as it's hazamable, it's fartik, that's enough. But his whole shtickle taira to answer that kasha, the mafrei is bad, is destroying the Gmar Din. But I'm saying we don't look at hazamability, you know what I mean, that has to go all the way to the Gmar Din. I mean, you're saying it's a technical problem. It's a technical problem that you reverse the Gmar Din, so you can't have a Zama, you're saying. Yeah. But in a Hanami holds a Zama only is Bishas HaGadah's Eidus, you're saying. Yeah. Okay, I hear you. Okay. So then I don't know why you could fret for the, you know, could fret for the Chiddush HaRim's Kasha based on that. Because he didn't mean, that was just a technical thing. He wasn't saying that has to be a Zama all the way to the Gmar Din. Then based on that, you could fret for, if you say like that, what you're saying, then you could fret for the Chiddush HaRim's Kasha. Okay, so what we're at there is now, guys, is... we have to get to a little bit more about the 2 days in Tosis in the beginning of Makis, which I wanted. It has a lot of ramifications about Eretz Kiddush HaChodesh, and then we got to get to the Psak, the Taz and Bach, and the Ksos. So we'll pick it up with that tomorrow, B'Shem. We got to get going too. Okay, all right, very good. We'll stop here. Sorry, went over 6 minutes late. Okay. All right, very good. Like you're saying, the Chabur tomorrow, B'Shem. What's the topic? Tanah Moshakos of Atayr. Yeah? Or whatever it is, it's tired, yeah?
Okay. Can you also say to Rabbi Yaakov, to Rabbi Glossi, also that
yes.
It's different?
Rabbi Yaakov, Dorlinus. Not Rabbi Yaakov.
Rabbi Yaakov, there's a difference between...